but its little pink tongue before deciding to rest a tiny black hoof in his palm. With a thumb, Richard stroked the kid's spindly, white-haired leg. A smile softened his features, as well as his voice. "Are you saying you choose not to see what you've just seen, then?" Jensen smoothed Betty's drooping ears. "I guess the hair standing on end at the back of my neck must believe what I saw." Richard rested his forearm across his knee as he glanced toward the grim horizon. "The races have sleek bodies with round heads and long pointed wings similar to all the falcons I've seen. Their tails often fan out when they soar, but otherwise are narrow in flight." Jensen nodded, seeming to recognize his description of relevant attributes. To Kalen, a bird was a bird. These, though, with red streaks on their chests and crimson at the base of their flight feathers, she had come to recognize. "They're fast, powerful, and aggressive," Richard added. "I saw one easily chase down a prairie falcon and snatch it out of midair in its talons." Jensen looked to be struck speechless by such an account. Richard had grown up in the vast forests of Westland and had gone on to be a woods guide. He knew a great deal about the outdoors and about animals. Such an upbringing seemed exotic to Kalen, who had grown up in a palace in the Midlands. She loved learning about nature from Richard, loved sharing his excitement over the wonders of the world of life.